This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon, it turns out, is in some trouble with European Union regulators. Antitrust troubles, to be specific. This morning, the EU accused the company of harvesting data from smaller companies that use its platform to then copy and sell cheaper versions of those smaller companies' products. The EU said it is not complaining about Amazon's size or success, but rather that Amazon is distorting the market. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on explainer duty today with market distortion.
Let's go straight to the economists on this one. Vincent Reinhardt is chief economist at Mellon.
A market distortion is when something gets in the way of setting the price of a good or service.
That something is often the government through, say, environmental regulations or putting tariffs on steel or taxes on cigarettes.
So the price of cigarettes to the consumer is higher than would be otherwise.
Anne Owen, an economics professor at Hamilton College, says a market distortion can also be
something that would reduce competition unfairly.
And that is what European antitrust regulators say Amazon is doing by harvesting data from third-party sellers and using it to compete against them by selling similar products, say a blender or sheets, for less.
If Amazon then has a competitive advantage, it could actually potentially drive some of these sellers out of business, and then that would create less competition.
Bottom line, a market distortion is anything that changes how things are priced. But Owen says a totally distortion-free market isn't really a thing.
If you take Econ 101, we will talk about perfect competition, and we will talk about all the wonderful things that happen when there's perfect competition, but in reality, that doesn't exist anywhere.
Owen says the problem arises when a powerful company intentionally distorts a market for its own benefit. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.